I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Faculty, staff, and students at Burlington College have been spending this week trying to figure out what to do next. On Monday, the school announced it will be closing May 27th. The school says it's under a, quote, crushing weight of debt, and it's being forced to shut down because its line of credit is being cut off. Much of the financial trouble stems from a big land purchase the school made under the tenure of former President Jane Sanders, wife of Senator Bernie Sanders. To get more details, we spoke earlier with Burlington College President Dr. Carol Moore. She started by explaining why the college had to close.
We were able to reduce our debt significantly from a little over $11 million down to about $2.2 million, which through the sale of property that had been in the parcel originally purchased. The unfortunate thing was the instability around the college, with many staff members coming and going. As a result of that and the publicity around the college and the constant, you know, the college is closing kind of theme, our recruitment for this past fall, 2015, was well below what had been normally the incoming class. That put us in a difficult position from the standpoint of cash flow. We just could not make it without additional line of credit.
I understand that your bank, People's United Bank, cut off that line of credit. What's the reason they gave you for cutting off that line of credit?
Frankly, I suggest you ask the bank. But in a nutshell, the bank just did not feel as though we were a good credit risk any longer, and, you know, decided that they had extended all that they could to us and that they couldn't extend anymore.
What options did you and the Board of Trustees explore to try to keep the school open?
We identified some significant donor, actually two or three. Those donors were very interested in supporting the college, but it didn't work out in timing. We also approached other colleges to talk about merging, and again, the timing was just not timely enough for us to complete those kinds of conversations.
The chairman of Burlington College's Board of Trustees told the news site VT Digger that the school will do its best to pay back creditors. Will that involve declaring bankruptcy, or do you know what that looks like yet?
We do have accounts payable, regrettably, and whether or not we're going to be able to meet all of that is yet to be seen.
So is bankruptcy a possibility in this circumstance?
We probably will not go that particular legal route because of some of the ramifications.
As you know, Doctor, the story has gotten national attention recently because Jane Sanders was the Burlington College president who oversaw this land purchase involving the Catholic Church, which has ended up being so disastrous for the school. Do you think it's fair to attribute the school's closure to Jane Sanders and the decision to buy that land?
I think it's pretty hard to be a Monday morning quarterback.
Well, then can you talk about the fallout from the land deal? I mean, do you see that as a primary cause for the school's closure?
Absolutely. I mean, money is why our accreditation is going to be withdrawn.
A Vermont Republican Party operative had previously called for an investigation into the finances at Burlington College. Are there any ongoing investigations right now into the school's closure or its finances?
As far as I know, the college itself is not under investigation.
Has the college or you, anyone on the faculty, received any subpoenas?
That I can't comment on.
What have you been hearing from students since you announced the closure on Monday?
They are obviously saddened to have to go to another college. Right now, the students are either on the phone or coming into the building to meet with faculty and staff to explore their options to go elsewhere.
Doctor, you came in as the interim president of Burlington College when there were some financial troubles going on. Did you think that it would end like this?
I really was confident that the college could be turned around. Everyone here is quite frustrated in that our enrollments are looking so good for the fall that if we could have gotten through in terms of cash flow to the fall, we would be on a growth path.
Dr. Carol Moore is the president of Burlington College, which is closing at the end of next week. Doctor, thanks for making the time to speak with us.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.